finally, we head to the northern coast of Colombia that borders on the Caribbean. This region of steep green mountains and canyons is known as Montes de Maria, or Maria's Mountains, and it's the answer to our geoquiz. Local folk music reverberates through these mountains. The region's residents have embraced a song they consider to be the hymn of Montes de Maria. The song is called La Hamaca Grande, or the Great Hammock. As part of our occasional series on unofficial anthems, Madeline Baer explains how the Great Hammock got its start.
Adolfo Pacheco, a prolific songwriter from Montes de Maria, submitted an entry to an accordion festival in nearby Valledupar some 40 years ago. The event, the Vallenato Legend Festival, is a fierce music competition that draws thousands of fans of the region's distinctive folk music. At its climax, accordionists perform before an expert jury, vying to be crowned the next Vallenato King. Pacheco's entry was disqualified on the grounds that it violated the judge's strict definitions of a vallenato. The composer was stunned and dejected.
Allá en el Festival Vallenato, que es una gran vitrina nacional.
And there in the Vallenato Festival, a great national showcase of all places, he recalled recently, he felt the strict requirements of the festival penalized the musicians of his region and their different methods of playing the accordion. Pacheco vented his frustration in verse. La Hamaca Grande was the result. The song is an ode to the diversity of the region's musical styles. They range from the call-and-response drumming of the cumbia and the brass horns of the poros to plaintive boleros and music of the indigenous gaita flutes. The lyrics call out to legendary musical figures of Colombia's Atlantic coast and invite the audience to join in the song.
It says we're going to bring Toño Fernández, who is the symbol of our gaitas. We're going to bring Andrés Landero, who is the symbol of our accordion.
And I will bring a great hammock, the lyrics go. It's both a reference to the craft that artisans from Montes de Maria are famous for, and a Caribbean way of calling for a big tent. One big enough to cradle not just the accordion melodies of the vallenato, but all of the region's musical heritage.
What I wanted to show to the vallenato community was that we had a beautiful folk music, similar to theirs, but much more diverse.
Over the decades, Pacheco's invitation has been accepted by accordionists, gaiteros, and singers from the Atlantic coast, and by dozens of recording artists, including Colombian pop star Carlos Vives. This year, on the song's 40th anniversary, Pacheco's call for a big tent, or great hammock, came to fruition. The first annual Hamaca Grande Festival, celebrating the region's musical diversity, kicked off last month in Cartagena. Colombia's vice president saluted the 70-year-old guest of honor. Scholars at the event tried to explain why the song remains so popular. Some said that it celebrates music that has been unjustly overshadowed by vallenato's fame. Others said it is a shout from the Caribbean heartland, calling for respect from the rest of Colombia. But Juan Gosain, the anchor of a national news program and native of Montes de Maria, had another explanation.
La principal razón siempre.
The main reason, and the only one that really matters, is that it's a good work.
For the world, I'm Madeline Baer in Cartagena, Colombia.
Music from Montes de Maria in Colombia ends our program today. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH, I'm Jeb Sharp. Thanks for tuning in.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the American Pain Foundation's efforts to help the more than 76 million Americans living with pain to speak up, speak out, and take action for better pain care. Learn more at medtronicfoundation.org.